Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Friday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Thursday, and we need to talk parking troubles. We've got a vigilante parking enforcer of some kind. I don't know what this is about. I can't wait to find out. Some advice on how to listen to your radio when you ring the talkback, and some celebrity gossip, which I hate, but some people are into. But before any of that, Waikato Hospital sounds like it's just useless.
If you think that New Zealand is a first world country, a first world economy, the first place you're going to notice that there are problems with that statement is in the health service. And this is just another example. As science has progressed, as medical advances have been made, so the costs have gone through the roof for treating people. We can now keep people alive for much longer than we used to be able to. We can rectify things. And I mentioned this myself. With regard to lifestyle, most of us think, that if you've got something wrong with you, something goes the matter, then you go see the doctor and you'll get fixed. Why? Because they can do it. And it's a belief. I've got it myself in very strong part. That if something happens, it can be rectified. Now, mind you, in many cases, it takes a proactive approach from the individual themselves to get on top of something or to go see the medical specialists when you first notice that something or you detect that something's not right, not postpone it like a lot of men still do and say, I it'll be right, no problem, you know, it's just something, you know, minor. But if we're going to believe that we can be kept alive no matter what happens to us, it puts huge demands on the system. And that requires more money to be spent on the system.
So Leighton, very worried about the state of our health system, and so was Rachel Smalley yesterday too.
There are so many reasons why there is such a huge demand on our hospitals and that our hospitals are not funded to meet those needs. There's no point burying our head. That helps nobody. That Coleman can stare down a TV camera and say, the key thing is that the hospital is coping, shows just how removed he is from the coalface of our health system. Overnight, a lot of people have contacted us with some pretty distressing stories about what they've endured in our health system. I won't go into them here. But another story broke overnight of a baby dying at Waikato Hospital because the mother was bumped from her elective C-section at least once because an emergency C-section took priority. Now, doctors at Waikato had warned the managers there that elective C-sections were competing with acute C-sections for the only dedicated theatre, and they said that was a life-threatening situation. And then the unthinkable happened. A baby did die because of those circumstances. Now, I read that story in the Herald this morning. It's traumatic. My heart goes out to those parents. I can't imagine what they've gone through. But at the same time, this makes me really angry as well. That baby did not need to die. Angry that this is a first world country. We're finding ourselves in this situation. Healthy babies shouldn't die because their mothers are bumped from theatre. That should not happen in New Zealand ever. This is about people, not politics. Address the issue, Minister Coleman. This is on your watch. Again, I come back to his quote. He said, the key thing is Waikato Hospital can cope. No, it can't, Minister. It really can't. And what are you going to do about that?
Yes, tough questions. I'm starting to feel a bit guilty about these tax cuts that I was keen on now that I know the hospitals can't do their jobs. I'm sure I'll get over that. Now, parking concerns. What the hell is going on? Here's a guy who's been going around sticking notes on people's windscreens just off his own bat.
Why did you come up with this idea? You're a bit of a parking Nazi, are you?
No, not a parking Nazi. Well, everyone's had their moments where they've seen or been involved in a bad parker. I guess I wasn't scared to stand up and try and do something.
Do you go around looking for badly parked cars or just ticket the ones you happen to come across?
No, it's just the ones I come across. I'm not going out there deliberately, that's for sure. Yeah, it's just if I happen to go to the grocery store or wherever and yeah, there's bad parking.
You've also been posting photos of badly parked cars on social media. What's the reaction been like?
A lot of more positive than negative. When you're going to get haters no matter what you do. Yeah, a lot more praise than bad comments.
I like the turtle. Why did you choose the turtle?
Oh, it seemed very, I guess, fun and non-threatening. It's definitely not a... I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad or, you know, it's just a fun thing, so why not a turtle?
Okay, so that's a guy called Matt Pollock. He's been putting notes trying to get people to colour in between the lines to improve their parking skills. And he said he'd been involved with a bad parker. Does he mean romantically? Like he's been had his heart broken by one and now he's... Because that can make people go completely insane. It's confusing what's going on out there. Is there a full moon or something? Because Margaret had... She struggled with the talkback last night.
Margaret, Marcus, hello.
Yeah.
Margaret?
Yes. Hey, but no, so it wasn't a mobile home.
How's it going? Well, hey, Margaret.
Oh, just speaking there.
What? Margaret, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. Just speaking there.
What?
Oh, I think it might be a caravan.
It's more than 7 seconds of delay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13.
What's he counting for?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Margaret, have you got your radio on?
Yeah.
12,
13, 2, 3, he's talking about numbers.
Margaret, have you got your radio on?
Yes, it's on.
Could you turn it off?
Yeah.
I can't do it. Margaret, could you turn your radio off?
I'll hang up, I think.
No, just turn your radio off.
Yes, my radio is on.
I can't do it. No, turn it off. Off.
It's just talking about numbers.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people should turn their radio off when they ring a talkback, but in some ways it's more entertaining when they don't. Hard to listen to. Not as hard as stupid segments like this. People I'm not interested in getting married. Who cares?
Entertainment's Carl Pushman. What do you have for us today then?
Can you hear that noise? Could be wedding bells in the future for New Zealand's favourite reality couple, Art Green and Matilda Rice. I just had to look at the paper there to see their names. I'd forgotten them. Speculation is rife.
Is
I
it?
Tell you, it's rife.
Amongst whom?
Amongst all kinds of people. They're speculating. They're riffling.
Did you not hear the dogs this morning barking?
Can't you hear those wedding bells? I just told you.
No. So Matthew in the City does a fine wedding bell, but no, I haven't heard it peal this morning.
Well, we've got a source. The Herald Entertainment team has a source. I can't divulge that source, but we have one.
Slow news day, huh?
No, this is all happening. This is exciting breaking news.
You know when it's confirmed, though, we'll get a news pulse from the Herald and also
That's
from
true.
Staff. And
that's true. Yeah, was there a twinkle of a diamond on an Instagram photo, perhaps? They've got a huge Instagram following.
They've got over 200,000 followers following them.
Mm.
I don't know why. Why would you do that?
They're pretty. They're nice to look at.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Mm. People like to look at nice things, I guess. Mm. They've denied it. We called them up. We said, Art Green, tell us what's going on with this rife speculating that I'm hearing. And he said, no proposal has taken place. We are not engaged.
So...
But we say look out for Monday's Women's Magazines and see what happens.
Oh, you don't believe him? You don't take the man at his word?
I have met that guy a few times. not Carl Pushman. I've never met him. I'm talking about Art Green. I've never watched the thing that he was on, but I've been at events that he's been at. He seems like quite a nice guy, although when you talk to him for any great length of time, he also seems like... I don't think I'm talking out of school when I say he has a slightly cynical approach to the whole situation, and it wouldn't surprise me if, in fact, he had sold the story of his proposal slash engagement to a women's magazine. Let's just put it that way. I am Glenn ZB. That has been Newstalk ZB for Friday and the week. It's not a rumour, it's a fact. And I can guarantee we'll be back here with the weekend edition on Monday.